In books, when people wake up in a strange place, they always have that disoriented moment when they don't know where they are. That never happened to Kath. She always remembered falling asleep. But it still felt weird to hear her same old alarm going off in this brand new place. The light in the room was strange, too yellow for morning, and the dorm air had a detergenty twang she wasn't sure she'd get used to. Kath picked up her phone and turned off the alarm, remembering that she still hadn't texted Abel. She hadn't even checked her email or her fanfix account before she went to bed. "First day," she texted Abel now. "More later. XO, etc." The bed on the other side of the room was still empty. Kath could get used to this. Maybe Reagan would spend all her time in her boyfriend's room, or at his apartment. Her boyfriend looked older. He probably lived off campus with 20 other guys in some ramshackle house with a couch in the front yard. Even with the room to herself, Kath didn't feel safe changing in here. Reagan could walk in at any minute. Reagan's boyfriend could walk in at any minute. And either one of them could be a cell phone camera pervert. Kath took her clothes to the bathroom and changed in a stall. There was a girl at the sinks, desperately trying to make friendly eye contact. Kath pretended not to notice. She finished getting ready with plenty of time to eat breakfast, but didn't feel up to braving the dining hall. She still didn't know where it was or how it worked. In new situations, all the trickiest rules are the ones nobody bothers to explain to you, and the ones you can't Google. Like, where does the line start? What food can you take? Where are you supposed to stand? Then, where are you supposed to sit? Where do you go when you're done? Why is everyone watching you? Bah! Kath broke open a box of protein bars. She had 4 more boxes and 3 giant jars of peanut butter shoved under her bed. If she paced herself, she might not have to face the dining hall until October. She flipped open her laptop while she chewed on a carob oat bar and clicked through to her fanfix account. There were a bunch of new comments on her page, all people wringing their hands because Kath hadn't posted a new chapter of Carry On yesterday. "Hey, guys," she typed. "Sorry about yesterday. First day of school, family stuff, etc. Today might not happen either, but I promise you I'll be back in black on Tuesday and that I have something especially wicked planned. Peace out, Magic Kath." Walking to class, Kath couldn't shake the feeling that she was pretending to be a college student in a coming-of-age movie. The setting was perfect. Rolling green lawns, brick buildings, kids everywhere with backpacks. Kath shifted her bag uncomfortably on her back. "Look at me. I'm a stock photo of a college student." She made it to American History 10 minutes early, which still wasn't early enough to get a desk at the back of the class. Everybody in the room looked awkward and nervous, like they'd spent way too much time deciding what to wear. "Start as you mean to go on," Kath had thought when she laid out her clothes last night. Jeans, Simon t-shirt, green cardigan. The boy sitting in the desk next to her was wearing earbuds and self-consciously bobbing his head. The girl on Kath's other side kept flipping her hair from one shoulder to the other. Kath closed her eyes. She could feel their desks creaking. She could smell their deodorant. Just knowing they were there made her feel tight and cornered. If Kath had slightly less pride, she could have taken this class with her sister. She and Ren both needed the history credits. Maybe she should be taking classes with Ren while they still had a few in common. They weren't interested in any of the same subjects. Ren wanted to study marketing and maybe get a job in advertising, like their dad. Kath couldn't imagine having any sort of job or career. She'd majored in English, hoping that meant she could spend the next 4 years reading and writing, and maybe the next 4 years after that. Anyway, she'd already tested out of freshman comp, and when she met with her advisor in the spring, Kath convinced him she could handle intro to fiction writing, a junior-level course. It was the only class, maybe the only thing about college, Kath was looking forward to. The professor who taught it was an actual novelist. Kath had read all three of her books about decline and desolation in rural America over the summer. "Why are you reading that?" Ren had asked when she noticed. "What?" "Something without a dragon or an elf on the cover." "I'm branching out."
"Shh,"
Ren said, covering the ears on the movie poster above her bed. "Baz will hear you." "Baz is secure in our relationship," Kath had said, smiling despite herself. Thinking about Ren now made Kath reach for her phone. Ren had probably gone out last night. It had sounded like the whole campus was up partying. Kath felt under siege in her empty dorm room, shouting, laughing, music, all of it coming from every direction. Ren wouldn't have been able to resist the noise. Kath dug her phone out of her backpack. "You up?" "Send." A few seconds later, her phone chimed. "Isn't that my line?"